British lawmakers are digging into the debate over Brexit. ABC's Tom Rivers is at the Foreign Desk in London.
Many here believe the Prime Minister has negotiated one of the worst deals in British history. Even some in her own party, like Jacob Rees-Mogg, say...
I think we need to change leader to have a new start at this because the current policy hasn't worked.
I think we need somebody who believes in leaving the European Union. Unfortunately, the government's policy at the moment is managing decline, and that isn't working.
Parliamentary vote on her Brexit divorce deal is set for next week. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Marriott now says it may pay for some people affected by the hack attack on its computers to get new passports. Cyber thieves were able to access information, including passport numbers, on people who stayed at Marriott's Starwood hotels. And a 9-year-old boy in the town of Severance, Colorado, can now legally throw a snowball at his brother. When Dane Best found out it was actually illegal, he lobbied town leaders to change the law. They did so last night. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, some isolated flurries, otherwise cloudy skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, decreasing clouds, upper teens. Winds will be from the west at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 30s. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lower 20s. For Thursday and Friday, a blend of clouds and sun, cooler temperatures, highs only in the mid to upper 20s. Right now, it's 25.
Boss Motors in Marysville, proudly serving as your Ford dealer for 80 years. Built tough Ford trucks and cars with innovative design, technology, safety, and performance. Ford offers what customers want most. Plus service after the sale. Pre-owned units available too. At Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Sunflower State Tree. Like $2.5 million more in taxes than expected in November and extended its streak of better-than-anticipated figures to 18 consecutive months. It is the longest streak of better-than-expected monthly tax collections in more than 50 years. The Kansas Department of Revenue reported yesterday that tax collections were $500 million last month. The state's official forecast predicted $497.5 million. Republicans in the Kansas House have elected a new, more conservative majority leader. Representative Dan Hawkins of Wichita won a vote of GOP members and members-elect over moderate majority leader Don Hindman of Dighton. The vote was 48-35. Hawkins' election is likely to complicate Democratic governor-elect Laura Kelly's efforts to pass her legislative agenda. Kelly wanting to expand the state's Medicaid health coverage for the needy. Hawkins opposes the expansion. Mid-America Network News.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built-up, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
The following...
.168.1.125
rp.org/broadwatchnetwork.
To the 41st president, Kansas Governor Jeff Collier attended yesterday's ceremony in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Bush will lie in state at the Rotunda through tomorrow. He died Friday at his home in Houston at the age of 94. An invitation-only funeral service is set for tomorrow at the Washington National Cathedral. Governor Collier has ordered that state offices in Kansas are closed tomorrow in observance of the National Day of Mourning. President Donald Trump set to visit Kansas City for a conference on crime. According to the White House, Trump will speak Friday at the 2018 Project Safe Neighborhoods National Conference in Kansas City. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is among U.S. Department of Justice leaders slated to speak at the conference. The White House says the event is expected to draw hundreds of law enforcement officials and others focused on cutting back crime. Mid-America Network News.
Insurance can be complicated.
long policies, strange words, coverage exclusions. Luckily, you live near a Blue Valley insurance agent. We can help you understand what's in your policy and what's not. We'll help you get the coverage that you need, and if there's ever a claim, we're here to help. Get a hold of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for a quote or coverage questions.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities have released the name of a woman who was fatally injured in a collision with a semi-trailer in Saunders County. That accident occurred Sunday on Nebraska Highway 92 near Meade. The Saunders County Sheriff's Office says the pickup truck went out of control and was struck by the westbound semi driven by James Cooler of Smithland, Iowa. The passenger, Fremont resident Peggy Havner, was killed in the accident. Her husband, Scott Havner, was driving. He was taken to a Lincoln hospital. The eastern Nebraska town of Springfield has banned smoking in its public parks. Omaha World Herald reports the town of about 1,600 people just west of the Omaha metro area recently became the first city in Sarpy County to restrict smoking in parks. Springfield Mayor Bob Roseland said he wants a healthier lifestyle in his city. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
And one thing you don't want associated with your harvest this year is downtime. Did you know MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 can take care of all harvest-related equipment? Combines, tractors, grain carts, and all machinery associated with your successful harvest this year. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge also has on-the-farm emergency service. Roll your harvest worry-free with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, 800-835-0069.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and discussed the possibility of a new shop in Frankfort with a public works coordinator. The landfill was closed Thursday as new overhead doors were installed. Steve Wood of Marysville asked if the board had considered term limits for commissioners and offering the sworn officers KPNF retirement benefits rather than CAPERS. The county clerk will look into that option. Steve Butler of Marysville met with the board expressing opposition to Community Memorial Healthcare's request for a county sales tax. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. Some public comment regarding the road crews not going out Sunday after a snowstorm were dismissed, allowing the judgment call of the road and bridge supervisor. A public hearing was set for 10 a.m. December 10th to consider a request for construction of an anhydrous ammonia storage and retail facility for Central Valley Ag at the same location as present. The county attorney advised that no approval was required from landowners, but they will be sent notice of the public hearing. The board voted to enter a consent agreement acknowledging violation of the Kansas Open Meetings Act on July 9th, and potential pay raises were discussed before adjournment. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved a resolution declaring a local disaster with last weekend's snowstorm. Commissioners spoke by phone with representatives of a Soldier Creek wind farm regarding payment in lieu of taxes, setback requirements, road use, and decommissioning agreement drafts. They spoke with the county attorney about NextEra Energy Resources expanding the wind energy district established in 2016 that was granted a lifetime tax exemption by resolution. Consensus was to keep Todd Swart under employment through year-end as emergency management director in the case of a disaster until a replacement is hired. Marshall County Extension Office will host an ag lease workshop on Wednesday in Marysville. Helping landlords and tenants better understand important concepts of agricultural leases, topics will include basics of the Kansas ag lease law, crop share leases, cash leases, and variable cash leases, and the importance of communication. Meeting begins at noon Wednesday, December 5th at the Marysville Public Library and should last an hour and a half to 2 hours. Advance reservations are requested. Phone the extension office at 562-3531. Helen H. Kniestedt, age 97, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Helen Kniestedt. Norman R. Osowski, age 80, of Blue Springs, passed away on Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. At the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Norman Osowski. Donald W. Winter, age 79, of Lynn, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 3 until 8. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Don Winter. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, baked potato, a muffin, garden blend, and berry bliss. Tomorrow, beef dips with gravy, over egg noodles, wheat bread, green beans, and fruit cocktail. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville Line Basketball at Valley Heights. KUNDY News Time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative invites you to see Contouche, the premier men's vocal ensemble in the United States, perform Lessons and Carols of Our Time, Wednesday, December 5th at the Marysville High School Auditorium at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 at the door. Visit mcactickets.com for more information.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the upper levels of the atmosphere, we have an upper level trough across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. This is going to bring us some cloud cover for today, as well as some isolated flurries kind of on and off as we head through the day. We do have a high pressure system that will build across the area, bringing us gradual clearing skies for tonight, sunny skies for tomorrow. But otherwise, as we head towards the end of the week, we're definitely going to see some cool temperatures. So looking at the forecast for today, some isolated flurries, otherwise cloudy skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, decreasing clouds, upper teens. Winds will be from the west at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the upper 30s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy in the lower 20s. As into Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun, cooler temperatures, high of 26. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, low of 11. And Friday, partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Cold with a cloudy overcast. It's 20 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the northwest. Average high temperature early December 45. Record high on this date 74 in 2012. The average low 25. The record low is 5 degrees back in 1893. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning, 7:26. That's check of the morning news and weather. For this Tuesday, the 4th of December, KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Someone once said, you get what you pay for. If you're in the market for a late model vehicle, you deserve to get quality, value, and reliable service, all at a fair price. And you'll get that at Pony Express Auto in Marysville. We have the only AAA award-winning service department in Northeast Kansas. We sell only quality vehicles, warranted at fair prices. And if you need any service, you'll get our best. Why, with all this, there's no reason to do business anywhere else than Pony Express Auto in Marysville. See you there soon.
The Eagles win two in a row and a triple-double for Jokic. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Eagles defeat the Redskins 28-13, keeping their division hopes alive.
This time, it goes to Sproles at the 15. Cuts back at the 10, at the 5. He's in the end zone! Mighty Mouse goes!
On WIP, the Eagles are 6-6, only one game behind division-leading Dallas. They'll take on the Cowboys on Sunday. For the Redskins, Mark Sanchez is the only active quarterback remaining on the roster. Starter Colt McCoy left the game early with a broken leg and will miss the rest of the season.
We have to get a plan ready for Mark moving forward. He hadn't had many days here, so it's been pretty difficult, but it's our job to get him ready.
Redskins coach Jay Gruden. And the finalists for the Heisman Trophy have been announced. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will compete with Ohio State's Dwayne Haskins and Oklahoma's Kyler Murray for the award. This is ABC Sports. To the NBA, Nuggets big man Nikola Jokic, triple doubles in a 106-103 win over the Raptors.
Kawhi, 6 of 11, 16 points. Millsap back to Luciak with the behind-the-back dribble to Jokic, who lost the handle, got it back, and then lays it up and in. Wow!
On WJCL, Jokic finished with 23 points, 15 assists, and 11 boards. Kevin Durant and the Warriors schooled the Hawks 128-111.
Tipped by Livingston, grabbed by Collins, knocked away. Loose ball, Curry with a dribble. Feeds Bell, Bell, lob inside. Dunked by Kevin Durant, and he slaps the glass.
On 95.7 the game, Durant finished with 28 points. John Wall hit a late dagger as the Wizards downed the Knicks 110-107.
Beal off a Morris screen. Beal, behind the back dribble, foul line, step back, top of the key, it's blocked. Instead, he passed the wall, right wing for three, it's there! Oh, it's there!
On WFED, Bradley Beal led the Wiz in scoring with 27 points. This is Rich Cantu.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast feature, Valley Heights entertains Marysville, live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app as well. Hanover entertains Centralia. Axtell is host to Riley County, Washington County at Onega, Frankfort in the Waubonsie Tournament, Diller Odell at Fall City, Southern tips off at Johnson County Central.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Over the weekend, U.S. President Trump and China President Ping concluded a somewhat highly successful meeting, they're calling, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, site of the G20 summit. President Trump agreed that on January 1st, he will leave the tariffs on $200 billion worth of products at the 10% rate and not raise it to 25% at this time. With that, China has agreed to purchase a not yet agreed upon but substantial amount of agriculture, energy, industrial, and other products from the U.S. to reduce the trade imbalance between the two countries. China has agreed to start purchasing agriculture products from farmers immediately. Also, both presidents agreed to immediately begin negotiations on structural changes with respect to forced technology transfer, intellectual property protection, non-tariff barriers, cyber intrusion, cyber theft, and services to agriculture. We will know more on this story as it continues to develop over the coming days. Well, earlier, President Trump joined leaders from Mexico and Canada in signing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. Trump gathered together with the Canadian Prime Minister and outgoing Mexican President on the sidelines of the G20. The revised agreement replaces the North American Free Trade Agreement. At the signing, Trump said the new agreement will change the trade landscape forever. And now comes the challenging part, he says, as lawmakers in each country still need to ratify the agreement, and that may prove extra difficult in the U.S. because Democrats taking control of the House in January. Several Democrats have already been very vocal in wanting changes to that agreement. That's Ag News. I'm Ken Rogers. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, there was some enthusiasm about the ceasefire in the U.S.-China tariff war, but we're not exactly sure what that means for U.S. agriculture, especially for U.S. soybean exports. American Farm Bureau Trade Advisor Dave Salmonson says so far the statements from China and the statements from the United States are conflicting, and both statements lack any kind of specifics.
The U.S. statement is saying that, you know, China said they'll purchase very substantial amounts of farm, energy, industrial, and other goods. China says they'll import more U.S. goods. So it's not clear. There were no numbers offered.
Salmonson says all that is known is the two sides agreed to a 90-day ceasefire with no hike in existing U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods, as had been planned on January 1st.
It gives you a platform to begin, and with a little with the pressure of saying if after the 90 days things aren't resolved, then the U.S. can always move those tariffs up to the 25% level.
But Salmonson says it is hopeful that the United States and China are foregoing tariff increases and talking again. Separately, Salmonson says President Trump's new plan to withdraw the U.S. from the old NAFTA to pressure reluctant lawmakers to approve the new USMCA sets up battle lines for a coming fight.
I think the administration has put down a marker in saying, well, this is the agreement, and we expect you to just vote on the agreement.
The USMCA itself cannot be changed under existing legislative rules, but side agreements with added labor or other protections can be added. Salmonson says people expect the final agreement will be a package of items, including some that have nothing to do with trade, but will help win the votes to get the USMCA ratified. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. As harvest is pretty well wrapped up, we've seen the usual patchwork of some record yields and some well below average yields, depending on the weather, of course. But regardless of the yield, selling the grain is a far different story this year, thanks to the trade war. The second half of the $12 billion tariff aid payments is expected to be coming from Uncle Sam to American farmers in the coming months. I should point out that as of the last day of November, the total paid out so far is about $1.3 billion. But one group of farmers says the payments are not enough to cover the damage from the trade war. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The National Corn Growers Association says the penny per bushel payment for corn from the Market Facilitation Program, or more commonly called the trade tariff payments, is far, far below what the damage from the trade war has been. Lynn Crisp, who farms in South Central Nebraska, is the Corn Growers Association president. He wrote a letter to USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue making a case that the actual damage as the trade war dragged on through the fall is about 44 cents per bushel. Also in his letter, Crisp asked the Secretary of Agriculture to add in the lost exports for ethanol and distillers' dried grains, DDGs, stating those losses amount to $254 million.
Well, it was our understanding in our conversations with folks there at USDA and just inquiring as to how they came up with the penny was in whole kernel corn exports to China, and that was a fairly narrow view of what was going on in true market impacts. But if they choose to just look at China as they said that they did, then there is a whole lot more to our trade impacts and the markets than just the whole kernel of corn. And yes, DDGs and ethanol, which plays a very important role in how markets react in trading corn, was a large component of that. And even at that, the that impact was in like the $240 million range and was not accounted for.
Lynn Crisp, president of the National Corn Growers Association. As has been pointed out before, farmers would prefer trade, not aid. Back after this.
Farmers Cooperative is excited to be a part of this year's Nebraska Power Farming Show at the Lancaster Event Center, December 4th through the 6th. Stop by the Farmers Cooperative booth number 101 to see their full line of products and services. Visit with their representatives about energy, lubricants, feed, precision ag, agronomy, grain, and tires. See how the Farmers Cooperative team can make your operation more profitable.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY. A chilly start again today, 20 under a cloudy overcast, winds light favoring the northwest. We do warm to the freezing mark today, a gradual warm up the next day or two at least. Still on the chilly side by early December standards.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Former Kansas City Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt officially became a free agent yesterday after video surfaced of an assault and he was let go from the Kansas City Chiefs. Now he has more trouble. KSN-TV reports Hunt is being linked to another assault in Kansas City. According to a Kansas City police incident report, the running back, along with former practice squad member George Atkinson, were linked to an assault at the Mosaic nightclub back in January. The complainant told police that after he became involved in a fight, several others joined in. The man said Hunt was part of a group of men who struck the man in the head multiple times, with the majority of the blows being kicks. No criminal charges were filed in that incident. The star running back cut Friday from the Chiefs after TMZ released a video showing him pushing and kicking a woman during a February incident at a Cleveland hotel. Mid-America Network Sports.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from AARP Kansas and the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for every site you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
Kansas State University dropped four spots in the latest AP Top 25 college basketball poll. The top 10 look like this: Gonzaga, Kansas, Duke, Virginia, Michigan, Nevada, Tennessee, Auburn, Kentucky, and Michigan State. Kansas State University dropped to number 16. Bill Snyder's retirement didn't come as a shock to Dalton Reisner, who just finished his fifth and final year playing for the Hall of Fame coach. KTV reports Reisner said he was just honored to be able to play for Coach Snyder.
I know everyone's got to leave at some point, but I'm just so honored to be coached by a coach like that, a legendary coach like Coach Snyder.
Reisner said Coach Snyder's help went beyond just what we saw on the field.
I think that what he does a good job of is helping us realize that football is going to end someday, and that who are you going to be outside of the game of football, and what you do, you know, school and the way you treat people, and that kind of stuff matters. The things that you do in your community, those things matter.
Snyder will now be a special ambassador to Kansas State. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast feature. Valley Heights entertains Marysville live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app as well. Hanover entertains Centralia. Axtell is host to Riley County. Washington County at Onega. Frankfort in the Wabunsee Tournament. Diller Odell at Falls City. Southern tips off at Johnson County Central.
A lifetime of worry and woe can give you a furrowed brow, and that wrinkled forehead may be one more thing to worry about. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 4th, the 338th day of the year. Actor Jeff Bridges has a birthday, and on this day in 1956, the so-called Million Dollar Quartet recorded together at Sun Studio in Memphis. For decades, we've known that hypertension and high cholesterol can be early markers for heart disease. But are there outward visual clues that might mark us for higher risk? Some have suggested, for example, that creasing of the earlobes or male pattern baldness indicate elevated risks. And there's a new suggestion that may raise some eyebrows, wrinkles on the forehead. Researchers have found a correlation between deeply creased forehead wrinkles and heart disease. Correlation, of course, is not causation. The evidence is only skin deep. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow find it hard to sleep tonight. Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. And although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. And although it's been said many times,